Welcome back to The Avenue. I'm your host, Zara Chanel. This is episode 15. Whoop, whoop. Or is it 16? Child, the worst. The worst. I'm blessed to be here. I voted today. Did you guys vote? Everybody is all amped up. It's great to be on social media around election time because, you know, there's a lot of the nonsense stops and all the celebrities are voting, telling you to vote, endorsing who you should vote for, blah, blah, blah. I did vote. You know, I'm seeing in Texas, everybody's excited for this Beto versus Cruz and the young people are all like, Beto, Beto. I saw some projections and I don't think he's going to be victorious over Ted Cruz. And if that's the case, then the Republicans have the Senate, which is, I mean, scary, but things are just scary now. In general, the millennials, they are out there voting. They are oftentimes the butt of the jokes. Oftentimes, they're like the butt of the jokes. The millennials are lazy. They're this, that, 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 that. But you know what? They really are going to change the world. They are doing a lot of things that my generation and generations before me didn't do. They're not, you know, they're fed up with the crap that's going on. The women's marches, they're so important. I know in my personal experience, I worked on a job for years where I was sexually harassed just on a constant basis. Like it wasn't, and not only myself, but every other woman who was there. And it just was allowed. It was just understood. And I used to always say, you know, one day the wrong woman is going to come up in here and shake the table, honey. Y'all have got to get it together. But it just happens so much. You don't even think about it. I've been on a job interview and my boyfriend drops me off, and then I'm in the interview, it was in the foyer, so he starts talking to me, and he just kind of looks at me like in a creepy way, because he was a creepy dude, and he goes, was that your boyfriend? And I'm like, okay, I said yes, but in my mind, I'm like, wow, I really want this job, but what does that have to do with anything? But the fact that sometimes men just think that they have this authority to do things like that. It's just sad. Many times on my job, they would hire women based on how they looked. And I know this because I worked there so long. At first, I was the new girl. You know, when you're the new girl, everybody's trying to like, oh, you know, it's a bragging right thing. Like, oh, I'm going to get to her first, blah, blah, blah. But then after a while, I became so cool with the guys. They began to talk to me like I was one of them. And they didn't filter their conversations anymore. So they would hire girls based on how they look. And, you know, for me, I'm one of the supervisors. So I'd have to deal with it. And I'm like, okay, you hired this girl. Now I got to deal with her. I mean, clearly she wasn't the best pick for the job, but she was cute. So, you know, she's here now. I mean, so, and if it was like that when I, you know, in my time, I could imagine what women like in the 60s and 70s had to go through. My goodness. But I've said this many times. We're just going to pray, country. We're going to pray for the candidates. We just pray. Pray for yourselves. Pray. Keep prayer in your life. And also, if you voted today, I'm proud of you. If you did not vote today, just get yourself together and vote next time. Thank you. Moving right along, I'm going to talk about Chad Loves Michelle. This is the new TV show on OWN featuring Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child and Chad Johnson, who is her fiance, and he's some sort of pastor for sports teams, I believe. So growing up, of course, I was a big fan of Destiny's Child. I love the girls. And, you know, I follow their careers. I even like LaToya Luckett. I like her, too. She's on another reality show. Yes, I don't watch too many reality shows because I can't, you know, yeah, I don't try to put too many in my spirit because I need Jesus in my spirit. Hallelujah. But Chad Loves Michelle was good. It's Christian. They're both Christian, obviously. Michelle has gone through a lot. She's talked about her bouts with depression and she's gone through a lot of internet bullying. And I think since she's left Destiny's Child, like the internet is so hard on how they like to pick on her. And I was talking to a friend and I'm like, oh, you know, Kelly and Beyonce, they were doing this since they were like 8, 9 years old. And, you know, she just got in the group. So obviously they're going to be in sync. And then she has a very unique voice. Sometimes Kelly and Beyonce's voices sound identical to me. And, you know, Michelle's voice is way left from that. Like she sounds good when she does her little church thing. But And the harmonies are beautiful. So obviously there's a reason. And I think all three of them are kind of have like a wholesome churchy kind of background. So I think that's what gelled them together. So I think she was a good fit for the group. And if you ever say anything horrible on the internet to Michelle, shame on you. Let that girl live. So back to the show. The show starts with him proposing to her. It was so beautiful. He went back to her hometown to ask her for her family, for her hand in marriage. And I just thought that was so beautiful. Am I the only one who watches like these engagements on YouTube? I watch all these engagements and surprise soldier homecomings and people getting puppies, and I just be there crying like a little baby. But it was very sweet. It was very sweet. So shortly after... This is all spoilers, so hopefully you saw the show by now. But shortly after their engagement, Michelle checked herself into a hospital for depression. She just said, you know what? I have to go to the hospital. I'm not doing well. They're going to be dealing with her depression and going to marriage counseling. Even though she had this little setback, she's tried to break off the engagement. He won't let her. So they're working through it in marriage counseling. And I just hope that they can work it out, because I can tell like he really loves her. And I think she really loves him too, but she's going through, you know, these struggles, these personal struggles. But I mean, is it fair to go into a marriage and you know that you're not well? You know that you have so many things to deal with. And she said it's dealing with childhood stuff and it's coming back to her, stuff she hasn't dealt with. So maybe she's in therapy for herself. I know she's going to marriage therapy, but she probably needs to go to individual therapy as well. There are only so many times you can try to give somebody an engagement ring back. Like, here, you know, I'm not worthy to marry you. I'm not good enough for you. Before he's like, okay, well, I'm not going to keep putting myself through this. But I think they're really cute together, if that means anything. I mean, I have dealt with depression in the past, but I've never been on medication for it. I've never been hospitalized for it. But, you know, it's just, I get sad for a while and then I chill out. And it goes away eventually. And I have things going on. Like, I can't just be like laying around the house, not eating, not taking a bath. And because that's what it really is. I have children. So regardless of how I'm feeling personally, I have to get up and take care of my kids. I have to feed them. I have to get them ready for school. I have to take them to school. I have to go to school. I have to go to work. So, you know, I can't really lay in it like that. I mean, because I'm too busy, even though like it might be sitting on the back burner, like, oh my god, I just can't like be. But she doesn't have children, and I don't even know what she does every day for a living, so she might just be at the crib just sad, because, you know, going from Michelle flashing lights, Kelly, Beyonce, Michelle, to like, I don't know what she's doing now. I think she does like speaking engagements and performances at church, but I mean, that could be part of it. But she didn't say that was part of it. She said it was childhood stuff. Maybe it is part of it, and she just doesn't want like these internet trolls to win, like, you know, you guys are really getting to me. But I'm glad she is talking about her mental health, because there might be somebody watching who might be depressed and might not know how to deal with it, or might not have a diagnosis for it. They might just think I'm just sad. But they're sad, and then there's depressed. There's a big difference. So, I mean, I feel like talking about this is very good, because I'm sure they're not the only married couple who face some struggles before marriage. Because I'm a hopeless romantic, if you will, and I just really would love to see them work it out. I mean, if she's not healthy, she's not healthy. It's a cute show, though. So it's on OWN if you want to check it out. It can be endorsing shows like I'm getting a check, child. All right, so moving right along to Red Table Talk. This week we had, I mean, I really love the Red Table Talks. And I had previously, in a previous podcast, I said, Oprah or somebody, y'all need to give Jada a show. Why Jada don't have no show? She got over a million followers following Red Table Talk every week. So somebody network needs to hit her up so she can get broke off. But then I was hearing that she might have some issues in Hollywood. And I remember her a few years ago talking about how they treat blacks and going on a rant, because I think Will didn't win an Oscar. So maybe that's why. So she said, you know what? I don't need y'all. I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to set up shop in my house. Nope, I don't need a studio on Facebook where I can upload this for the free. I was like, all right, that's dope, Jada. That's dope. But anyway, Jada, with your dewy skin, beautiful queen, she had Leah Remini on there at talking about, you know, they're falling out. And I love Leah Remini. I always thought she was funny. She was sassy. I used to watch King of Queens all the time. So Leah had wrote a book and she kind of said something about Will and Jada being in Scientology. And Jada claims that she was not in it, but she just likes to study different religions. So that's why she was there. But she didn't join the whole cult. She wasn't part of the cultation of it all. She just was in there. And what I found funny is that when the episode opened up, she goes, I did study Dianetics and I did open a school that taught Dianetics. Like, what? But I was not part of Scientology. And then that was the end of that. I'm like, why would you, what? Wait a minute. Do we need to delve into that a little bit? Like, you weren't part of it, but you opened a school who taught the curriculum? That was odd, but you know, we're not here to be messy. We believe in Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And I don't know if I hear her saying anything about Jesus. So I don't know what their Will and Jada's religious beliefs are, but they are team too deep. Like, everything has to be so deep. So I feel like maybe they do just take in a lot of different religions and study a lot of different theories. And they just so that, and that's, well, that's why they're in too deep. It's just everything is like, yes, everything's an exploration of the mind to finding thine inner self. But anyways, the girls hashed it out and Leah Remini claims that, you know, she was hurt. She was not considering other people's feelings when she wrote their names in the book. And I mean, I understand sometimes we get upset, but you don't air people's business out. Like, even on my little podcast, I talk about things that I talk about with my friends, or but I would never say their names, you know, because I don't know who's listening to this. So I'll just say I was talking to a friend, because I just don't want to air people out like that. So I don't understand how she would put their names in there and not consider that it might hurt them. That part I didn't get. That part I didn't get. But, you know, she just said how she was in a bad state. Scientology is something crazy. So, okay, you know what? I'm not going to say that, because I don't really agree with criticizing people's religion, like what you want to believe in. That's fine. I just want us all to be good people. So I'm not even going to get into that. But she just went through a lot with the faith, the Scientology. She just went through a lot with that. I did watch a few episodes of her show. She had a show on A&E talking about Scientology and people who have left it and, you know, what it's doing to families. And it's very interesting. So you might want to check that out. Or I watched something on HBO also about Scientology. I think it was called Going Clear or something. I mean, it's very fascinating. I'm very fascinated by it. But, you know, I'm fascinated by weird things sometimes. I'm like, wow, these people are really fascinating. Like the gypsies that used to come on A&E. What was that show called? I don't know, but the gypsies were getting married. And I mean, it was like crap TV, but it was just so fascinating. Anyways, I did see a preview for Leah Remini's new special. And she's, you know, she aired out Scientologists for 2 seasons, and now she has a special on Jehovah's Witnesses. Y'all, they are coming for the Jehovah's Witnesses. And I don't know. I haven't decided if I'm going to watch it yet, because like I said, again, I'm not really here for airing out people. I mean, for not airing out, but I don't like really criticizing people's religions that I don't understand. But I mean, I guess if she's had people, it's not her criticizing, it's actually people who studied the faith that are talking about their experiences with it. And if you are not inside of it, it kind of is, you know, everybody, I am interested to know, like, what goes on in there. Like, why are these people going door to door? And, you know, what is the meaning behind not celebrating anything? Like, I get not celebrating things like Halloween and, you know, stuff like that. But like, why can't you celebrate your birthday? Like, does it not matter that you were born? Does it not matter that you have another year of life? Like, I don't understand that kind of stuff. So I might check it out. I haven't decided yet. So we'll see. So moving on, I would like to encourage you all to try your hardest to not offend people when you speak. Try to be kind and courteous. I feel like a kindergarten teacher, but sometimes we need to learn these lessons that kindergarteners are learning. Do you guys know people who just speak their mind regardless and they just have no care in the world to who they offend? And it is so embarrassing to me. For instance, I used to work in retail, and there used to be this lady who would come in the store once in a while, and she was very loud. And she liked me for some reason. She just thought, I don't know what it was about me, but she loved coming to talk to me. When she saw me there, she would like zero in for me, like, girl. And I'm like, oh boy. So she would just start yelling things out about white people. Now, mind you, the place that I worked, the customers were like 75 to 80% white. So it was just so embarrassing. And she would just be like, yeah, because I'm not these white. Da, 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 da. And just, but you know what? She's not the only person that I know that did stuff like this. So, and it's not even, it isn't in, not necessarily racism things, but just in general, like some people just take, they don't care what they say. They don't care whose feelings they hurt. Like, that is so not cool. Like, that is not the way to live, because let somebody just say, and you know, it's always people like that. If someone says something to offend them, they go from 0 to 100. So it's like, you can say whatever you want about anybody else, but it's when someone says something to offend you, you are ready to fight. No questions asked. It's going down. That is so crazy. So just kind of think of how you feel when people offend you. Self-evaluation. And you don't offend other people. You can, you're smart. You was kind. You was important. You can articulate what you need to say without offending people. And if you offend somebody and you didn't mean to, just apologize. It's not that big of a deal. You know, I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to offend you. I apologize. Is that so hard to do? Be kind to others, kids. Thank you. And moving right along, I would also like to encourage you, my beautiful people, to worry about yourself. That is one of my favorite quotes. I feel like we spend a lot of time worrying about what the next person is doing, how they got to where they got there, or they had to, they're lucky because there's no way they could have actually worked hard to get what they have. And we don't know people's stories. And a lot of the times they do work and hard to get where they are or what they have, or you feel like you should be in their position. I can do what they're doing better. And you know what? A lot of the times that's not even true. And you have to believe that what God has for you is for you, and just hold on to that and keep doing what you're doing. Do the best that you can do at what you're doing. Don't worry about what Bob is doing. Worry about what you're doing. Okay. And be the best you can be doing that. And I always say, if there's something about your life that you don't like, or if you're in a situation that you don't want to be in, just change it, please. All right? And stop worrying about the next person. Worry about yourself. Thank you very much. All right. So we're going to close out today with self-care. Now, self-care are things that we do to take care of our whole entire well-being, physical, emotional, spiritual, all those things. But, you know, I'm just going to really talk about some things that I'm doing for myself right now. All right. The first thing is going to be saying no, being comfortable with telling people no, understanding the power of no. I used to be that person, and I'm sure many people have, who would just go along with anything and be just mad and mumble under my breath because I said I would do something that I don't want to do, and I'm doing it, and here I am with an attitude. if you don't want to do something, if you don't want to go somewhere, if you don't want, just say no. Put yourself before others, please. Stop stressing yourself. Meanwhile, you got cramps all in your stomach. You're stressing out. Your ulcers are forming because you don't want to tell somebody no. And they just as happy as can be. And you up there suffering. Just say no. And say it. You don't even have to be like just flat out no. Just say, well, you know what? I thought about it and I'm sorry, but I really can't do that. How nice was that? That's perfect. I really, at this time, I'm just so sorry, but I really can't do that. I have other things going on. I hope you can work it out. Look at there. I just helped you out right now. All right. So the next tip is alone time. You need solitude. You need a time of peace. You need quietness sometimes. I have to sit alone because there's so many situations, people, energies that I deal with on a regular basis that I have to sit down, take everything in. Okay, well, how am I going to deal with this situation? All right, well, the next time I have to, I don't necessarily love dealing with this situation or this person, but this is how I'm going to do it. I have to sit down and get my thoughts together. And nowadays, there's so much noise, social media, TVs, phones, but it's important to have some quiet time, just no sounds, quiet, alone. It's definitely healing. Definitely healing. Next tip is celebrate yourself and not with chocolate cake or ice pies. It's, you know, not with food, but just celebrate yourself with a day at the spa. You had a long week. You know, something good happened. You're happy about it. Go take a spa day. You know what I mean? Do something like that. Don't wait for others to congratulate or celebrate you because 9 times out of 10, it won't happen. And when it does, it's not going to be what you want, right? So I mentioned it a few podcasts ago, but from now on, I'm going to be celebrating my own birthday. I'm not going to sit around and wait for people to, you know, I'm not going to sit around and wait for a party or anything. Not that I expect a party, but you know what I'm saying. I just, you know, I'm not going to sit around and wait for somebody to come in and make a whole big hurrah out of me because, you know, honey, I feel like I am a big hurrah. I feel like I'm a big deal and I want to have a big deal made out of me. But clearly, if I sit around and wait for somebody else to do it, it's not going to happen. So I'm going to do it for myself. You know, this past birthday, I wanted to do like a little photo shoot. I wanted to get dressed up and, you know, take some cute photos. None of that happened. So next birthday, it's on Mother's Day. Anything else I can celebrate myself for, I'm just going all out. Life is short. You got to be happy. You got to enjoy yourself, right? Next tip, keep toxic folks at a distance. Sometimes those toxic people can be our family members, unfortunately. So, you know, keep people at a distance. You don't have to talk to people every day because I know there are certain conversations that are stressful. Some certain people you talk to, they stress you out. They drain you. And you don't need too much of that in your life. So try to keep it down to a minimum. People who are not bringing any fruit into your life, you know, you got to keep them at distance. You know, if there's nothing positive coming out of that relationship, why do you want to be around somebody who they give you nothing? Like nothing positive comes from them ever. It's all just negativity, arguing, fussing. Why do you keep yourself in that position? Like, well, I don't understand that. Well, sometimes we put other people's feelings before ours, you know. It's like, well, I really don't want to deal with this person, but if I don't, then they're going to be upset with me. Well, let them be upset. It's time to put you first. Your self-care needs to be at the top of your list. And we are going to wrap it up with that. I hope you are blessed at some point during this podcast because that's what I'm here to do. I want to be a positive light in the world. There's enough negative things going on. So just thank you so much for joining. Thank you for supporting my podcast. You can find me on Facebook at The Avenue with Zara Chanel. I'm on Instagram at The Avenue ZC. You can email me at TheAvenueZC@gmail.com. Of course, as always, I'm going to put all this in the description. I also have some merch on ZCTs, but I'll put that in description also. You know, it's Christmas is coming up, so you might want to buy a little t-shirt, a little hoodie. I think I even have some leggings and some coffee mugs. I got all kind of stuff up there on the website. So go ahead and check it out. I hope you are blessed beyond measure. Take care, and I will see you next week. Bye.